This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Julie Englander, and most Mondays we check in with Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell about highlights at the Iowa legislature. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Julie.
Lawmakers are facing another funnel deadline this week. Are there big initiatives that could fail to meet this funnel?
Well, it depends on what you mean by big. If a bill has made it through one chamber and still needs to get through a committee in the other chamber, then someone has probably worked hard on that bill. So I noticed there are some transportation-related bills that could die in the funnel. For example, a bill to make it a primary offense to drive while on your cell phone, and another would put more information on the ticket when you get a traffic camera citation.
There's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding K-12 education in the legislature. One of the more contentious issues has been when school districts should be allowed to start classes and whether local school boards or lawmakers should make that determination. Remind us what started the shakeup over the school start date.
Well, current law requires schools to start no earlier than the week in which September 1st starts, but nearly all school districts have been getting waivers to start earlier. Governor Branstad has criticized schools for starting earlier and earlier in August, and it came to a head this year when the Branstad administration said it won't grant waivers anymore to start earlier.
And how have House Republicans responded to the governor's concerns?
Well, they've passed a bill that would set August 23rd as the earliest start date. That would accommodate the state fair, among other things, and would also allow year-round schools for elementary schools.
Mm. Are Senate Democrats going along with the House legislation?
Well, Senate Democrats want local control. They voted for that, and a number of Republicans voted for that when the Senate bill came up. But when the House version came up in the Senate last week, several of those Republicans who had earlier voted for local control voted for the House version, and so it passed. It's now delayed with a procedural move. So why did those Republicans switch their votes? Well, the ones I talked to say that the House version is the one that the governor will sign ultimately, and if nothing gets passed, then we're back at September 1st for the school start date.
How soon might we know when Iowa schools will start the next school year?
Well, it's hard to say when this is going to get resolved, but I am told that schools are crafting alternative calendars depending on what shakes down at the Capitol.
One of the big stories of the last session was legislation to allow parents to seek out cannabis oil for treatment of severely epileptic children. As it turns out, parents say the bill approved last year did not go far enough, and they're pushing for broader access to medical marijuana. What are they asking for?
Well, the Senate bill, which passed a committee last week, would authorize the production and dispensing of marijuana in Iowa for certain medical conditions. The families, same families of epileptic children, were on hand for that vote. It passed, but House Republicans have made clear they have no intention of bringing it up.
Lawmakers are also seeking compromise over juvenile offenders convicted of serious crimes. This is one of the topics coming up on River to River later today. Remind us what's driving changes to juvenile sentencing.
Well, both the U.S. and the Iowa Supreme Court have thrown out Iowa's law, which mandated life in prison without parole for homicides committed by juveniles. That's now thrown out. That's created uncertainty for Iowa courts. So the legislature is trying again this year to put other options besides life in prison without parole for juveniles so courts would have some options in the law.
What are the competing interests that lawmakers are trying to balance?
Well, a Senate bill that has cleared a House committee tries to strike a balance. It has three options. On one end, life in prison without parole would continue to be available. It wouldn't be mandated. And that's for those who think that life in prison is still appropriate for the most heinous crimes, no matter how young the person was who perpetrated it. On the other end, this bill would also make it possible to be eligible for parole right away after a conviction. So, as I said, this is considered a compromise bill. Advocates for juvenile offenders are unhappy that the bill would still allow life in prison without parole for juveniles.
What will you be listening for on River to River today, Joyce?
Well, we'll get several views on the juvenile sentencing bill that we've just discussed. And we'll also have House lawmakers on to talk about a number of bills having to do with large livestock operations known as CAFOs.
Okay. That's River to River today at noon on Iowa Public Radio. And Joyce Russell will be there as well. Thank you so much for talking with us today. We'll check in with you next week, Joyce.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.